You're listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
Here on a Big Breakfast on Joy with Luke, Rach and Cam, part of Radiothon, and we have a special guest joining us in studio right now. Tro is here as part of Matador, which is a show which has been described in this review that I found on the internet, a fusion of burlesque, high-energy dance pieces and jaw-dropping aerial acts, all set to a story inspired the tale of the love-torn bull and the seductive matador. Tro, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Yeah, that's me, the aerial axe. Or inspiring, I believe, is what it was
written
by.
Or inspiring.
Or inspiring. Yeah, so jaw-dropping as well.
Jaw-dropping as well. Yep, hair-raising, jaw-dropping, or inspiring. You can use whichever you'd like when you address me.
All those things. Well, Tro, thank you for joining us this morning. So I guess to minimise it, you're an acrobat.
Yeah, I retired some time ago from gymnastics and stuff and recently started acrobatics again down at the National Institute of Circus Arts here in Melbourne. So it's kind of a bit of a, like, almost like a midlife career change for me.
Wow. So previously you were doing, you know, kind of more competitive gymnastics and you decided to take it in a more performative direction?
Yeah, I did the competitive gymnastics thing for a while and then became a paramedic for a while and then I decided to see if I still, like, if my body could still take it.
Right, so you can heal yourself. Like, you can put your own bandages on now if you twist your ankle or something in the sky.
Oh, it actually comes really in handy, actually. Be surprised how many injuries you get training circus. It's definitely taxing on the body.
I don't think I would be surprised.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be surprised.
Okay, good, good.
I've seen me try to go down a flight of stairs. I would hate to see me try and actually do anything with my life.
So how did you get into, I mean, so you said, you know, a bit of a career change, obviously. So what made you think, you know, that this step would be something that you wanted to do in terms of, like, performing on stage and doing, you know, these crazy feats of fitness and strength? Like, how did you even think, oh, I'm going to do this now?
Well, I thought about it a lot when I was younger, but then I thought I'd do the sensible thing, you know, the adult thing and get the real job. But the... Five, 6 years into that, I was kind of thinking, like, oh, maybe it's not too late. And then I had this big birthday looming. I'm like, no, I'm going to do it. I've got to do it before that. So went and auditioned and thought, okay, if they take me, I go. If they say nope, well, then obviously, you know, it answers it for me. So luckily the circus school decided to give me a shot and accepted me into the program. And so now in my third year there now studying, so nearly done that. And I'm also obviously doing these side projects on the side, like Matador as well, while studying.
So is the course 3 years to do? It's at Nike, you were saying.
Yeah, correct? So it's a full 3 year bachelor of circus arts.
Bachelor of circus arts. Yes. I didn't even know that was a bachelor, but I shouldn't be surprised because there's like a bachelor of social media now as well. So really,
what?
Yeah, legit. So I mean, you know.
I think I can start to feel fine because mine's a bachelor in acting. So everyone used to be like, that's not a real thing. I'm like, well, do you know what? If there's a bachelor in social media, I'm fine.
So what sort of things do you learn in a Bachelor of Circus Arts?
Well, there's the obvious physical stuff. Like, you pick your specialty apparatus, you've got your second specialty, a group specialty, and also your basics. So that covers that physical kind of stuff. But you also learn things like business management, anatomy, physiology, little bits of physiotherapy. So they're trying to set us up so we're not just a performer. After, you know, because inevitably the body's going to say no, right? Like, it's always going to happen. They want us to be able to, like go into things like we could be directing, we could be managing, even running our own companies. And in fact, a lot of the graduates, not a lot of them are going straight into performing. There are quite a few that are going more into that side of things as well. Like, the circus industry is this giant multi-billion dollar industry thanks to the big companies like the Cirque du Soleil. So it is, it's not just about doing circus acts anymore. There's so much more to it.
Do you find that, like, there's been a bit of a boom in the last, I'd say, like, 5 years of people getting really back into circus in a big way? I feel like it dipped for a while and everyone was like, no, we're too serious for that. And I feel like the fun has kind of started to come back and people are really enjoying that kind of side stuff.
Yeah, like thanks to, well, social media is great for it. Like, Instagram connects circus people in a way that we never were connected before. Like, even just discovering apparatus and tricks. Insane how much we can get from that now. And then obviously you do have things in pop culture that reference it, so it kind of comes back. So you had the Freak Show for American Horror Story, which kind of brought it a little bit to light, which was good. Then obviously The Greatest Showman, it brought it to people's attention again. But then the huge success of Cirque du Soleil that have really brought circus to the entire world, and they're sort of trying to even amp that up now. Like, the amount of shows that they've got running, it's insane. Like it's definitely a thing that appears and reappears throughout history as well. Like, circus has been going on for, like, since basically painting started. So it comes and goes. It's been for there a few thousand years and it's probably going to keep going. So that's a good thing for me.
Awesome.
Excellent. Tro, stick with us. We're going to talk more about the circus life, including Matador, here on Big Breakfast on Joy.
Monday is here.
But don't worry, Luke, Rach and Cam are here to make those working week blues go away.
It's Big Breakfast on Joy.
It's 7:45 here with Luke, Rach and Cam on Big Breakfast Radiothon. And we're joined by Tro here in studio, who is an acrobat, part of the show Matador, which sounds like a lot of fun.
You didn't pick an adjective that time. So yeah, you need to pick
adjectives?
One. Jaw-dropping was one that was mentioned.
Hair-raising.
Sweat-inducing.
Whoa.
Oh.
That too. It was a very sweaty show. Middle of summer in the Melbourne Spiegel tent. You can imagine what the dressing room was like.
I want to ask about the BO, but I won't. But look, Tro, so Matador, it sounds like a really interesting show with a real mix of stuff. So tell us about Matador. What can people expect if they come along and see this show?
Well, what it did, it combines sort of quite a lot of art forms, which is a really great thing about it. So you have that bit of burlesque, a lot of dance, and also the circus. And so the cast of 14 is a really diverse mix of people. And it kind of lets you explore various love stories. So the director, Bass, he didn't want to stick to just that typical boy meets girl, fall in love, happily ever after kind of thing. So there's quite a lot of love stories wound through it, which is really great. So over this 2-hour show, you kind of see these different aspects of love and how it's represented. And also there's the good, the bad sort of bits of it as well, which I think is a nice realistic representation of what it is. But then on top of that, you've also got this really high energy show. So if you're not, you know, a lovey-dovey sort of person, you're also going to enjoy these really cool, spectacular visual acts as well. And, you know, combine that with the lighting and the costumes, it's really pleasing to the eye as well as having a really nice, deep storyline. So it was really fun to be in because you were interested as well. You weren't just getting on and doing your number. You're involved in the stories as well. And being with the cast members for as long as we did, we really got to know each other, like, quite well. So it was actually kind of nice towards the end.
I think that's really cool. And something that I think modern circus has really sort of brought into it is that there is something for everybody, you know. It used to be just like you'd go to a tent and it'd be for kids and there's clowns and stuff like that. But now you have all these shows that have all these different elements to them and there's a storyline if you care about that, yeah. Or there's some death-defying acts if you care about that, and there's some comedy and some romance. There's a real mix of things. So as a performer, how do you find comparing, you know, the stuff that you do physically in terms of acrobatics with the actual storyline stuff? What part of that do you sort of prefer? What do you enjoy more?
Oh, well, they both kind of go hand in hand and they help each other. Like, if you've got a character, you can make the act so much more believable and you can really put a lot more into it rather than just going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
And for me, that's the bit I like. I'd much rather be adding sort of like a character and a story to something rather than just learning the moves, which is what sort of this show was great about. Like, the emphasis was on, like, deliver your characters. It wasn't about technical perfection. It was about entertaining the audience, which is, I guess, what I'm in it for to do, really.
Amazing. And is the show still running at the moment?
Yeah, so a lot of people would have missed the Melbourne run because we actually completely sold out, not to brag or anything.
Congratulations, that's awesome. Yeah.
It was incredibly successful in the Spiegel tent, sold it out, even added more shows. So because of that, we're going to take it on a national tour.
Amazing.
Yeah, just to make sure I get it right, I've got my notes here. So we're going to be in Sydney from the 18th to the 29th of June. Then we hit up the Brisbane Tivoli from the 18th to the 20th of July. And then we do an Adelaide Festival Centre run from the 15th to the 17th of August with some potential plans for the future as well.
That's amazing. Wow, what a huge year you've got ahead of you.
Yeah.
A couple of months.
That's kind of non-stop. Yeah.
Final school assessments combined with a national tour. It's been fun.
No biggie. That's
no
all right.
Biggie. Just
circus.
Kind of
you can juggle them. That's fine.
Oh, ironically, no. I cannot juggle.
Wow, sore spot.
Yeah, you didn't have to bring that up.
I could
up,
have said
you?
That you're spinning lots of plates. I don't know. But
he
look,
also can't do that.
No.
I'm sorry.
I'm not a manipulator.
Pointing out your weaknesses. How can people find out more about Matador and get information, get tickets? How do they?
The easiest way would be through the social media, which is at Matador_the_show. And then there's a link there that takes you directly to the various sites for ticket sales and stuff like that, which is probably the easiest way. And then there'll be the stories are always updated quite well on when tickets are selling out and if any shows get added, etc. They're all the posted are there, of course.
Awesome.
And if people want to see any of your death-defying, hair-raising, jaw-dropping...
Sweat-inducing.
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 Pulse-increasing. acts of gravity, where can they find you on social media?
I've been on Instagram for a while. It's at the official Tro, or if you just search Tro, I think I come up now, hopefully.
Oh, your first name?
Hopefully. If you just search that, I should pop up.
And I think we should get a photo with Tro maybe hanging from the ceiling or upside down or something. Yeah. And obviously we'll link all of those links.
I believe we've agreed on that prior to the show. That's what happened. So.
Yeah. Too bad if you didn't agree to that. We've decided that you have.
It's expected now, I think, to be honest.
Well, Tro, thank you for joining us today. And good luck with the rest of your run of Matador.
No worries. Thanks for having me in.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.